Today, Kambuka is rolling around under a shady palm tree on a self-made bamboo nest. Like most days, she can be found alone in the Jacksonville Zoo's gorilla exhibit. Because she is deaf, she doesn't hear social cues, which often creates tension between her and the other gorillas.
Right there, yep. That is probably Rumple. He's our big silverback. We have two big males here.
Rumple is staring at her from a safe distance. Zoo veterinarian Yusuf Jaffrey says helping Kambuka overcome her socialization problems is an important step to her having a baby.
The challenge arises in that other females, they view Kambuka differently. We are concerned about, you know, if she does have a baby, how will the troop view that baby? How will she handle that baby?
Kambuka is a critically endangered Western lowland gorilla, and she is a VIP among gorillas, considered genetically significant to the species' survival plan. The World Wildlife Fund says the Western lowland population has decreased by nearly 60% since the early 90s. Even if all threats to gorillas were eliminated, it would still take nearly 75 years for them to recover. Kambuka is one of three deaf gorillas in the U.S. Oliver, a deaf silverback at the Columbus Zoo, overcame his social issues and was able to father a baby in 2013. Jaffrey says, as a silverback, Oliver had an easier time.
It's slightly different in managing a deaf male versus a deaf female, especially in a captive breeding situation, because the female takes a lot more care of the infant.
He says if Kambuka does not communicate well with the other gorillas, it could cause social problems for her baby as well. Kambuka's keepers are already in the process of teaching her additional hand, color, and light signals to improve her communication with them. If all goes well, Kambuka may soon contribute a much-needed life to the dwindling gorilla population. Amy Haddon, 89.9, WJCT News.